Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
RC, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Mr. Hendry. Thank you.
Evan, you are a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you wrote a paper that appeared in La Pinon, the Spanish language newspaper in the Los Angeles area, that called on President Vicente Fox of Mexico to quit and come to the United States and get a job as a gardener. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And was that a satirical thing?
It was meant partly satirical, but also, in a way, it was meant literal, too, because President Fox, in order to get a job in the United States, he would have to qualify by American standards. He'd have to be able to get a green card or any of that. And the chances are that he would have to start out as a gardener or something like that because...
Don't you think the president of Mexico would be able to qualify for a job in the United States in our State Department or as a representative?
No, sir, I don't.
Why not?
Because in order for you to be a doctor in America, you have to pass a certain test. You can be a doctor in Mexico, but you can't be a doctor in America until you pass a test that certifies you as being capable of being a doctor here. So just because you're president of Mexico doesn't mean that you're qualified to...
Don't you think, though, that being president of Mexico would qualify you for something more than being a gardener?
Well, I don't know, maybe, but the fact is you'd have to pass the test first. And until he was able to pass the test, the only job he'd probably be able to get would be a gardener.
Okay, now, your paper also went on to say that he's not needed as the president of the country. In other words, he should come to America and apply for a job as a gardener, because much the same way we heard our last hour, you said the country of Mexico has really ceased to exist. The people there hate it so much. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Because the newspaper that printed that, La Pinon, one of our cadets, Miles Redekoff, who's a friend of mine, sent it to them. And I'm a cadet in a military academy, and I'm trained for armed confrontation. And I think that that rather than have a war with Mexico, which, we'd win that probably in a day, what we should do is just tell them, well, you know, your country really doesn't exist. So you're allowed to come here, but we are going to administer Mexico as another state or something. And
I don't mean to interrupt you. Oh, one other question I want to ask you. Didn't you get threats when this was published?
No, sir, not really. I mean,
Didn't a couple of people threaten you?
Not really. I mean, first of all, the people that threatened me were probably Americans. I don't think they were Mexican people. Some people, I think, are a little too stupid to see the logic in what I wrote. So, yeah, they're going to get mad, but it was just, I think, some crackpots.
All right, so your stance is that Mexico has ceased to exist as a country is based on the fact that the people there want to leave. Is that it?
Exactly.
And your stance that President Fox should vacate the job of president is because they don't need a president anymore, and he should come to America and be a gardener.
Well, yeah, I mean...
And you're not being the least bit sarcastic.
Well, I mean, of course I am, but, yeah, I'm being sarcastic, but also, I'm kind of being serious. I mean, think about it. They don't really need a country because everyone hates it there and they want to come here, so what are you going to be president of?
You know, yeah, but the idea that he resigns as president, comes here, and becomes a gardener...
Well, but until he proves that he's qualified for another job, what other jobs is he going to get? Everybody what's Mexican that comes here has to start out as a gardener or in Taco Bell or a place like that until they prove what they can do.
All right. So let me ask you something, RC. This idea that you want the young Mexican women of Mexico to somehow be made available to prep school military cadets. What is that? Is that a joke?
Well, I mean...
You wrote, for the immigrant to come here and take part in the only effective country left on Earth He must show how willing he is to work for this country's further growth, and that means that his daughters should be made available on some level to future members of the armed forces. Did you write that?
Yes, sir, I did.
What does that mean? I mean, they should do a, what is it, a year's service with a cadet or a member of the a prep school military?
Well, yes, sir. I mean, what I'm saying is this. The daughters, I'm a future member of the military, which means someday I probably will die for my country. And I'm not afraid to do that. But I am afraid to die for my country before I'm able to enjoy life a little bit. And so we wanted, if they come to America, that their daughters be invited by us, the cadets of different military academies, to be our escorts at different dances and functions, and to be, you know, I guess, to be with us, you know, to not to marry us, but to be our girlfriends and allow us to taste some of the sweet things of life before we go off and die for America.
All right, and you also wrote, not the sons of these immigrants because of their macho image?
Well, a lot of Latin males have a real macho image, and all that's going to do is wind up, they're going to get mad trying to protect their manhood, and that ends up with the cadet being forced to defend himself, and obviously there'd be tragic consequences in that for the Latin. But the Latin, we don't want to hurt anybody. We just want him to allow us to go out with his sister because they've asked for their families to come here.
Now, I know there's a lot of your tongue in your cheek on a lot of this stuff. And
well, yeah, it is, but not in a lot of it.
Yeah, I know. But to say that we want the daughters of Mexican immigrants to be made available to us as cadets so that we can taste some of the sweet things in life before we die for our countries, that's one thing. The other thing here is Vicente Fox becoming a gardener. And last but not least, there's no such thing as Mexico because everybody hates it there. What's the point of this paper?
The point, Mr. Henry, is a practical application of what it would take to solve this immigration problem.
And what is the point of this paper? Because there's these ridiculous notions, funny though they may be, about Vicente Fox becoming a gardener and all of the senoritas of Mexico becoming the girlfriends of military academy guys. What's the point you're trying to make here? And not to mention the fact that Mexico doesn't exist as a country anymore because everybody hates it there. What is the point?
Well, the point is to point out that people do hate it in Mexico. They don't want to live there. That's why they're coming here. And to point out that the president of Mexico is going to need a job. And so, I mean, he can get a job, I guess, some other country. But the only way he could get one here is to start out at Burger King, honestly.
So there's no facetiousness in this. It is absolutely serious.
What?
You're not kidding.
Well, I'm not kidding, but I am.
Well, which is it, man? Do you think that the president of Mexico will only be able to come to America and work for Burger King or not?
The only way that he could come here to work is, yeah, if he started out at Burger King, but then, yes, he would be able to move up the ladder.
Now, aren't you actually trying to insult Mexican nationals with this paper?
No, sir.
Aren't you actually trying to insult them by saying that their country is insignificant, doesn't matter, that their president wouldn't qualify for a job in this country other than a Burger King person, and that in point of fact...
No, sir.
And in point of fact that they're men with their Latin image, you'd whoop their rear ends and take their sisters? Isn't that what you're trying to say?
No, sir, it isn't.
Aren't you trying to insult their integrity?
No, sir, I'm not.
You know, where I come from, one of the biggest insults you can lay on one guy is to say something about his mama or his sister. That's what you say in this paper.
I'm not trying to insult anybody.
And some people find it insulting to say that their president, the president of their nation, wouldn't qualify to do lot pickup for McDonald's. And other people may find it insulting to say that your country's insignificant. Isn't this paper aimed at inciting people's emotions, particularly Mexican immigrants?
No, it's not.
Well, you know that it got you death threats. You know that it was printed in the...
No, I didn't get any death threats, Mr. Henry. I got some people who were mad at me when it was printed in La, in La Opinion,
Well, the pronunciation is La Pinion.
Well, okay. No, they weren't death threats. There are people who are mad, but, I mean, that kind of stuff just rolls off my knife. All I was trying to say was that this is the best way. If the Mexican immigrants really want to really, really come here, this is the only way it's going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you what, R.C., if the day ever comes that the president of Mexico is seen working the takeout window at Burger King with that little headset on, I'll pay you $20,000 in cash.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Hendry, but you can keep your money because I don't really want it, and I think that that day may be approaching a lot quicker than you think.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. This kid's got to be kidding me. Young man, R.C. Collins wrote a paper for one of his political science classes in which he suggested that the president of Mexico come to America, work for Burger King, that Mexico has ceased to exist as a country because no one likes it there, and that the best thing to do is for the United States to administer Mexico as a 51st state. And, oh yeah, for any arriving immigrant, their daughters should be turned over to military academy cadets. Is he kidding? I think so. What does he say? He says he's dead serious. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
So, R.C., this paper which you wrote about the president of Mexico only being able to qualify to work at Burger King, which was printed in La Pinion. You did have a couple of people who were very angry, who threatened you. You also mentioned the fact that Mexican women should come to this country and be the, you know, the girlfriends of cadets and all this stuff. So you got some people angry.
Mr. Henry, if I could interrupt you.
Go ahead. But isn't what I'm saying true?
Well, no. I mean, the fact is the Mexican people want to come to America because a lot of what I wrote, if not all of what I wrote in my paper, is true. And so there really isn't a lot to get angry about. I mean, you could say to the average Mexican that Vicente Fox may be a good president or he may not be a good president. And first of all, you'd have to find out if they know even who the president of Mexico is. That's no knock against the Mexican people. It's just the level of education is bad there. But beyond that, when I wrote that he probably would have to start out working at Burger King, there's really not a lot of people that are going to disagree with that in that country. That's why they want to come here. They know that being a doctor or a politician or maybe a scientist in Mexico, that's one thing. But if you come to America, you're going to have to start out doing lot pickup at McDonald's. And
now, come on, man. A guy that's a scientist? A man who...
Mr. Henry, there's people getting medical degrees. Excuse me. There's people getting medical degrees at the University of Mexico right now that would have to start all over again being a doctor in America. And that's
not true. You get a medical degree, you may have to get certified here, and you may...
No, you'd have to start all over again in America to be a doctor here.
No, you don't, man. You'd have to get certified.
No. You got to go back to medical school. And
you don't have to do all freaking undergraduate and postgraduate.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No, you don't, man. If you're a doctor in Mexico, all you got to do is come to the United States, become board certified.
No, you got to start all over again as a freshman in college.
Bull crap, man. I had a friend of mine who was...
No, it's not bull crap.
I had a buddy of mine when I left high school. He went to Mexico and went to the University of Mexico and got his medical degree. And then when he wanted to practice in the United States...
Was he American?
What?
Was he American?
He was American of Mexican descent. But yeah, he was an American.
Well, what's he doing going down there for a medical degree?
I don't know. Maybe he had family down there. Maybe he wanted to practice medicine in Mexico for a while. Maybe it was the whole thing about that. I don't know. But in any event, he went down there, got his medical degree. Then when he wanted to come back up here, he came back up here and became certified by taking a series of tests.
How long did it take?
I don't know how long it took.
How do you know it didn't take another 6 or 7 years?
It didn't take 6 or 7 years. It's a test that you take to make sure that you know what.
Didn't you tell me you had a friend what was a nurse over in England?
Yeah.
Didn't she have to come here and prove she was a nurse?
You don't have to prove you're a nurse, man. Yet,
yeah, but she had to take a test.
Yeah, she has to come over here and get retested, yeah.
See, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but it's the far cry, man, from saying, hi, I got my medical degree in Mexico. Well, that's nice. You got to go back to school and start all over again here. That's not true, okay?
But the point is, when you go down to Mexico and you become like a scientist or anything, doesn't mean you're going to be a scientist here. You may have to start out like, you know, have you ever parked in the place that has the slanted lines? Have you ever parked in the place that has the slanted lines?
What are you talking about, man?
When you get food at McDonald's, you know the slanted line place?
You mean where they tell you to park because it's not ready?
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, you may think it's funny, but Vincente Fox, he'd be the guy taking the food out. I swear to God, Mr. Henry, you can ask anybody that knows anything about it. In order to come to America to be the same thing you was in another country, you got to take years of testing. One time, my dad had our house repiped by a company, and they had these guys that were putting the pipes in. And I talked to one of the guys, and he came from Yugoslavia. He was a chemical engineer in Yugoslavia. Guess what he's doing here? Putting pipes in a guy's garage. Jesus! That's what
I understand what you're saying about the level of skill required in the United States is of a higher caliber, not even a higher caliber. You just have to prove, take a higher level of test to prove it. But I categorically reject the notion that if Vicente Fox resigned as president of Mexico, the first gig he'd be able to get here is taking the bag of food up to the guy in the slanted line parking lot at McDonald's.
Well, you know, I don't know how else to convince you.
All right, but forget about that, man. But having Mexican girls become the consorts of military academy cadets?
I don't know what it is that America is supposed to do, how far we're supposed to bend over and compromise who we are as people so that the Mexican immigrant can stay here permanently. I guess we're just supposed to give over citizenship to whoever. What do we get in return? You know? I mean, their country blows so many chipmunks, no one wants to live there. That's number one. Number two, their president sucks so bad, he can't get a job doing lot pickup. And number three, I'm supposed to sit here paddling it, okay, before I go off to Iraq and die? I say the war is south of the border. I say it's in Mexico. And I say what we do is go down, nationalize the country, make citizens of everybody down there, and for a 1 year and 1 year only period, the underage daughters of Mexican citizens become the consorts of military academy kids like me. You want to laugh at that? Good for you. That's my idea.
It's a fantasy, kid. And even if it's a joke, it ain't funny.
I think it's pretty funny. You know what, Mr. Henry? You've heard it said, if I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang. Okay, well...
Yeah, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that I've met a lot of people that are qualified from Mexico that have gone to school down there in Mexico and come up here and qualify to become a doctor up here.
Are you a doctor?
I'm a trauma nurse, and my doctor right now...
That's okay.
I'll tell you right now, he's Caucasian, but he is from, he grew up in a city down in Mexico. He went to a school down in Mexico to become a doctor, came up here and certified as a doctor here, and he didn't have to start over.
Well, yeah, but see, you still got to take a test because being a doctor in Mexico is not as good as here.
But you're saying that he has to come back and start as a freshman, and that's absolutely not true.
Well, some of them do. Like, you're a what kind of nurse?
Seth?
You what?
A trauma
person.
I work in
the
trauma.
All right, let me handle the phone call.
I can't hear the gentleman.
He said he's a trauma nurse.
Do you wear one of those hats?
And you know I don't.
Well, I don't know. Do you wear those? So you don't wear that hat that looks like a Dutch waitress?
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm ready to eat my own guts.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me is a military academy cadet named R.C. Collins, who wrote a paper, a term paper, for his junior class political science class that actually made its way into a Latin daily newspaper here in L.A. And it was concerning the state of the country, Mexico, how the president of that country, Vicente Fox, wouldn't be able to get a job as a work on the counter at Burger King.
Well, no, mister, that's not what I said.
You said that the only job he'd be able to get.
The only job he'd be able to get is as a gardener or working at Burger King, yeah.
You also said that the country obviously doesn't work very well, otherwise people wouldn't be coming here. I can't disagree with that, but you think we're going to nationalize Mexico and make it the 51st state?
No, but all I'm saying is, if you want me to run off and fight a war, I'd much rather fight the war south of the border than in Iran or Iraq or none of those places. Because, and I don't mean fighting the Mexican people, I mean going down to Mexico, taking out their military and their police, and make the country a place for people to live and be happy in. And because the Mexicans won't care, they don't even want to live there. They're trying to get to America, and the only thing that's slowing them down are the potholes in their own roads, which is another thing what I wrote, but they cut that out. So,
all right, 1-800-449-8686. Angelica, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you have a lot to say about people getting their education in Mexico and coming here and not being able
on the what?
to get a job here because of the education.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, you need to get yourself educated before you go on the radio and start
uh-huh.
making comments like that, because you don't even know what you're talking about. Okay, I used to work in the workforce development.
Well, do you know how many years it takes to be a doctor here?
No. See, that's why you need to get educated. Before you make any comments that anybody...
Well, I know that if you're a doctor in Mexico, you're not as good as one in America because you got
to
take a test.
You don't even know the workforce here. Yeah, they do come and get... Okay, for instance...
Yeah, see, I told you.
Listen.
Well, you let the lady say what she wants to say.
A psychologist had came down. She came and applied for a job. Okay, she went. They translated her information from where she had gone to school, and she had to take one class here to complete the credit that she
needed. But she still wasn't as good.
She
wasn't as good as an American one, because you got to take an extra test to be here.
You may have to take an extra test,
but
you don't have to go all the way back to your freshman year. Isn't that right, Angelica? You're saying you got to start all over again.
No. It's as if you go, like anybody who goes to school here and to apply for a certain job, you have to have so many credits.
Right.
But she was missing maybe two credits. She went for less than a month and a half, and she got the credit that she needed.
Every doctor that comes here has to be accredited in
America.
Not everybody. Yeah, they do.
But not everybody.
Yeah, they do. From Mexico, they do.
That was one instance.
From Mexico, they do.
There were other instances.
Because the medical degree in Mexico is not as good as the one here. And that's also true of nurses. You got to take a test and learn how to breathe into somebody's mouth, because they don't teach you right down there.
What are you talking about?
Look, all I want to say
is... They don't.
Before you, it's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. Just like I'm entitled to my opinion, which I think that everything you say, my opinion is, you need to get yourself educated before you go on the air and you say things to the public that you don't even know what you're talking
about.
Wait a minute,
everybody knows that the doctor in America has. You don't have to take a test in Mexico. You got to take a test to be a doctor here.
I'm not saying you don't have to take a test.
What are you talking about?
Whatever they study in Mexico is not valid here. That the education here, once they come here, they have to start from scratch. And that's false.
Well, that's true, but I mean, a lot of what they teach
in
Mexico,
America,
like the skeleton books are wrong.
You're not educating yourself enough to make those types comments like
a
that.
A lot of the stuff they teach in Mexico, you have to take a new test for here. Their skeleton books are wrong. And
what do you mean their skeleton books?
Well, the book that shows the skeleton.
What are you talking about, man? They got anatomy. You mean anatomy? The thing of it is, in the United States, we have a certain standard that we want everyone to be tested for. And in Mexico, you get your medical degree, you come here, you have to be certified.
What about your friend that was a nurse, and she didn't even have the right skeleton book?
All right, Angelica, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and I just hope that people like him are able to really... educate themselves before they make opinions or they say things that, you know, they really don't know what they're talking about. And him living here in the United States talking about other people that are not educated, you would think.
Okay, you may be right. But am I wrong when I say that? Am I wrong when I say that you got to take a test to be a doctor here?
You're wrong. You're coming off saying that you have to start from scratch.
No, let's just say let's say I'm wrong about that. But I am right when I say that if you become a doctor in Mexico, it ain't good enough yet to be a doctor in America.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where you're wrong.
No, bullcrap, because you just said you got to take a test.
This is why I'm telling you. Take the time to
No, you
yourself.
Said you got to take a
take
test.
Take the time to do the research.
Oh, my God.
And when you do the research, let me tell you, I worked in the workforce development. I know what I'm talking about.
I know, but you just
okay.
said you got to take
and
a test
you know
to be a doctor in America.
About, then it'll be worth listening to.
Oh, my God.
Honestly,
you know what?
Everything
ma'am,
that you're saying.
You're like every adult. You lie. You have to take a test to be an American.
What do you mean she's like every adult? She lies.
She just said you got to take a test to be good enough because the doctors they make in Mexico, they aren't good enough because the skeleton books are wrong.
You know what? That's that.
Yeah,
because that's your personal opinion.
Right.
Like I said,
no, it's not.
To make an educated,
do you have to take
an educated comment?
Okay, do you have to take a test here or not? Do you have to take a test here or not?
You
look
come
at,
here.
Oh my
listen,
God! She
listen,
can't even answer the question.
Certain occasions, okay? Certain occasions, depending on what the
what,
career
like Christmas?
Is. You don't come here and take the whole course again. If you need,
don't.
If
isn't
you need
it true that Mexican doctors aren't as good as American doctors?
When you say it that way, Mexican doctors who have not practiced in the United States must take some kind of a certification test. Am I right, Angelica?
Yes,
to practice medicine in the United States.
There, that proves they ain't as good as an American one.
All right. Anyway, I got to take Angelica. Thank you very much. What is it with you and they ain't as good? And what do you mean the skeleton book?
I'm just saying that when you look at a medical book down there, you don't know what you're. It may be wrong. It's based on the Mesquite Indian, and it's not based on the.
So.
Well, it might be shorter. Mexican doctors don't even use gloves. They can't afford them. That's another thing that they don't...
Oh, shut up. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with young R.C. Collins, who wrote a paper for his political science class that eventually got published in a Spanish-language daily here in Los Angeles. In it, he calls for Vicente Fox, the president of Mexico, to quit his job because there's no need for a president in Mexico because no one wants to live there anyway. And move to the United States and apply for a gig as a gardener or working takeout at Burger King. He also says that all the senoritas down there ought to become the girlfriends of guys in military academies. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tell the lesbians that Bob Green is coming and hell follows.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
The skeleton book. And
well, Mr. Henry, that's the book that I was telling you about.
It's called Anatomy, man. Anatomy. Anatomy. And it ain't called the juices. It's called blood. And it isn't called the electrical system. It's called the brain and the spine.
Mr. Henry, I'm a soldier. I'm just a simple soldier. And I don't want to go to Iraq necessarily and fight for my country. But by God, you point me south of the border, I'm ready to rock and roll.
I'm next thing gonna tell me you're psycho.
Yeah, my bros and I are psycho.
1-800-449-8686. Terry, go ahead. Terry, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I would like to ask you a question, young man.
Yes, sir.
How would you feel if someone wanted your sister to become a prostitute so that they could enjoy a little taste of the good stuff?
I didn't say prostitute. I said consort to be our escorts and to be treated with respect.
Okay. But listen, I'm a 48-year-old man, and I was in the military, too. But the thing is, I wouldn't want to treat a woman like she's a... Why would I have to believe that you would want those females to come here and just be that? Because basically... What you're saying is that you want them to be prostitutes so that you can get your rocks off.
But I believe, just like you did, that this country's worth fighting for. And if a whole bunch of folks is going to come here, and they're not even qualified to work takeout at Burger King, but they want to be doctors, What's in it for us?
And then who said they want to be doctors?
I worked at Burger King when I was 14 years old. I didn't know anything about working there, and I'm sure that if they come here, they wouldn't either. But the thing is, you got to start somewhere. So who's to say that they don't know how to work in Burger King? And with the president thing, if he's the president of that country, evidently that man has to have some sort of educational background.
Well, yes, sir. I'm sure he does. But first of all, if everybody hates living in Mexico and they all want to come here, there's no point in having a country. That means the president shouldn't have a job. If he comes to America, he's got to get in line behind everybody else, which means maybe the first 4 weeks, okay, he's doing lot pickup at Der Wiener Schnitzel. Big wow.
Are you kidding me, kid? You think that the president of Mexico is going to be doing lot pickup at Der Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah. If there was justice in the world, he would.
Well, as far as I think about it, man, you're wacko, because anyone that comes to this country, whether they, you know, or if they come here and they're educated over in their country, the only thing they have to do when they get here is apply for whatever job they feel they're qualified for, and if they are required to take tests or whatever to prove that they're knowledgeable in whatever area, then that's all they have to do. And
right.
Once they prove that they are knowledgeable after passing whatever requirements we ask for over here in the United States, they are allowed to have whatever job they so desire.
Okay, that's fair enough. But suppose the president of Mexico comes here and he says, okay, I want to get a job in the State Department. Okay, you got to take these tests. Okay, while you're taking the tests, what are you going to do for money? I don't know. I guess I'll get a job as a lawyer.
Wait a minute. This is where you're going wrong, because in order to get a job in the State Department in the United States of America, you have to be an American citizen, first of all.
Exactly. So Vincente Fox would have to start off doing lot pickup at Del Taco.
You are not explaining things the way you should. If you're
But I'm saying that the president of Mexico, because he ain't no citizen, well, he'd have to go out and he'd have to empty the fry bin at McDonald's.
No.
All right, okay. I got to take a break, Terry. Go ahead, Terry, make your point, and then we got to take a break.
Okay. What you need to do, young man.
You have to empty the fry bin.
What you need to do is you need to seriously research American government and find out what the rules and the regulations of this country are. And when you do find out what they are, then you'll know that what you're saying about what's going on is incorrect.
Okay, sir, but can I ask you something? Don't you agree?
No, good night.
Don't
bye
you
bye.
Agree that Vincente Fox bye would bye. Have to hose off the chili maker at Wendy's?
1-800-449. Yeah, that's right, man. He's the president of Mexico, but he's not qualified to do anything here. So tell you what, Mr. President, hose out that chili maker at Wendy's. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're just one more son of a bitch in a long line of son of bitches.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And in Sudan and like in Somalia and Mozambique or in...
Okay, so what's the point?
The presidents of any one of those countries wouldn't even be able to start out here raking leaves. They'd have to start out here standing under a tree waiting for a guy to come and get them so they can pick up lemons that fell off a tree. That's how bad it is being the president over there.
1-800-449-8686. Jose, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, I wanted to ask this gentleman, first of all, if he's ever been to Mexico, and second of all, if he's ever done any research
been
on
to
the
Mexico,
economical status of America.
Talking about America.
Excuse me?
I'm talking about America.
No, you're not. You're talking about Mexicans.
I'm talking about what it takes to live in America.
You're talking about Mexicans, sir, and the people that are coming here.
Yeah, they don't like it.
About the Mexican president.
You're telling me I need an education to figure out they don't like it in Mexico?
No, the people that are coming over here obviously are coming over here for a reason.
Yeah, because they don't like it. They don't like it in Mexico.
The United States has money.
Yeah, and Mexico doesn't.
Mexico does have money, sir. Unfortunately, Mexico also has a lot of corruption.
Yeah, in other words, the country doesn't work. So why not get rid of it, have Fox start doing lot pickup at McDonald's, and we'll make it the 51st state.
That is the most ignorant thing in the most.
Why is that ignorant? If the country doesn't work well and it's corrupt and it hasn't worked well and it still doesn't work well,
shut it down.
Shut the country down.
Well, I mean, everybody's coming here. Everybody's coming here. Everybody wants to come here. Nobody wants to live there. You're the moron. You can't give me one reason why that country should exist.
Listen, my parents.
I don't care about your parents. I'm talking about you. Why should that country exist? If there's no reason to have that country, why does it exist?
U.S. citizens.
Yeah, I know they're U.S. citizens because they didn't want to be Mexican citizens because the toilets don't flush.
As a matter of fact, I was born in the United States, and I'm a United States and a Mexican citizen.
Good for you. What are you going to Mexico for, to take a dump?
Okay, that's enough.
Well, why is he a Mexican citizen?
Okay, let me explain.
Hey, what do? You spend like 2 days. You spend 2 days a year down there going to the bathroom.
What you're talking about?
I bet you spend 2 days a year in Mexico, pinching one off, and then you come back.
Pinching one off. That's exactly what you want to do with your idea because you're in the military and you want to make these little young Mexican girls your little hoes.
Well, we got to do something with them. Well, it's better than that than they're out there scrubbing out some rich lady's toilet.
You're in the military.
Dude, you're in America now. Buy a new phone.
And you're in the military academy.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.